This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cowboys Mavericks insider Mike Fisher right here with Sean and RJ on the BuyerSafety.com hotline on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys and Filthy on Sunday. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, the enemy Howard Eskin on how and where he will kiss the rear end of RJ Choppy. Good morning, Mikey. How you doing?
Morning, RJ and Choppy Show.
You guys will not be bringing home the bagels this year in fantasy football. RJ yesterday threw you under the bus and said it was your fault throughout the season. I, of course, have not heard you recognize my standing in the league after you always insult me. So your fantasy rebuttal here real quick.
Yeah, who did you get to help you, Sean?
Nobody.
Okay, because Choppy needed a real expert to help him, and surely you've got somebody help. Brian Broaddus, Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones, Will McClay, somebody is your secret fantasy partner. You can't bull me.
I threw RJ under the bus. You were willing to have your own team. I feel like you wanted your own team, but he said your moves throughout the season cost you guys with Calvin
Ridley. Still waiting for that first win post Calvin Ridley era, Fish.
Mm. Yeah, all the credit goes to me and all the blame goes to me, and Choppy either rides in the parade or grabs him off.
And none of the money, as we found out last year when RJ kept your winnings.
Okay. Right. It's because I paid for his entry.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Fish, how are things looking with Tyron Smith and David Irving and the rest of the Cowboy injuries for Sunday?
Yeah, those two guys are on completely different ends of the spectrum, I'm sad to say. Tyron Smith, now this is the third straight week that he said, I'm fine, I'm playing.
Yeah.
But that's his view, and he was in the locker room yesterday as the team reassembled. They had an afternoon meeting and then a media session at 4:15. And Tyron had his shirt off, and he was parading around with a big smile on his face, and he certainly looks mood-wise like he's ready to get through that stinger in the neck and play against the Eagles. The David Irving story, it continues to be the same story that it's been ever since David got here. I did not see David Irving in the building yesterday. And so before I get him in a game, before I get him on the practice field, I'd sure like him to show up for a meeting.
Tavion?
Tavion. Right,
as Jerry would say.
You threw me off there, Jerry.
Mike's like, oh, my God, who did they acquire? Tavion?
Who's this guy?
Tavion, yeah. So that's Jerry confusing Le'Veon Bell with Tavon Austin, right?
I think he just threw an I in Tavon's name. I don't know.
Just
maybe.
Like he threw a Vitch behind Brett Maher.
Or the D.
Maher Vitch.
Or the D in Lenny Williams.
Lenny Williams.
Lenny. Yeah. Lenny.
Okay, so here's, again, the Sean Lee thing. We've worked really hard to try to clear this up. He's not getting forced out. He's not getting benched. He's one of your best players. They'll find a way to do this. Sean, you've asked, I think, Broaddus and myself repeatedly, because you're trying to wrap your heads around this, well, how do you do it? And I'm just saying, look back at the snaps, defensive snaps, in week two against the Giants or in back-to-back games against the Redskins and the Titans, and you see a rotation. And Jalen's the guy that comes off the field the least, and maybe there's some give there. But Sean Lee, the team did not practice yesterday, but Sean Lee kind of practiced. I'm told that he went out in the morning and he put on his helmet and he put on his pads and he went and had a practice. And alongside him, his workout buddy was Tavon Austin. And I think Sean Lee is coming back, certainly for the Colts game. He's trying to come back this week. I really thought the Tavon Austin thing was so nasty. I know for a fact they considered surgery, which would have been season ending. And I know, remember that week that they cut Deontay Thompson? That same afternoon, they were thinking of putting Austin on IR. So I thought that thing was, you know, was groin going up inside you and all nasty. And maybe it is, but Tavon Austin is also trying to come back right alongside, step for step, workout for workout with Sean Lee.
But Fish, not to feed a fed horse with the Sean Lee thing, but I don't think they can have that same rotation as earlier in the year. Leighton was getting 20 snaps versus 60 right now. So right. Something has to give.
Yeah, and what we're going to have is there's going to be a series where Sean Lee misses a tackle, and Cowboys Nation's going to go, see, I told you, but don't ignore the fact there's also going to be a series where Leighton Vander Esch misses an assignment. And smart watchers can also say, see, I told you there. But look at the problem you have. The problem you have is you have too many good players. That's an awesome problem.
Right, but, I mean, they've already set the precedent with this. I mean, Dak was the test tube for all this when he stated you ride the hot hand.
Yeah, I've got news for you, Choppy, and I don't know how much you've followed sports, but there's no rule. Who made these rules? There's no rule that you get your job back. That's something that Newt Rockne said in 1940.
I agree.
There's no rule that says that, listen, the Romo thing was painful for everybody involved. And because they didn't win the Super Bowl, it gets to be the, quote, wrong decision. Had Romo played in that Packers game and they lost the game somehow, we would have all of us said, why didn't you just stick with Dak?
Right.
All of us would have said
that. What I'm saying. Like, they've already set the precedent. You stick with the hot hand. That means late.
Otherwise, how did Connor Williams lose his job?
Because he wasn't any good. How about that?
Well, but Suafila's not going to the Pro Bowl either. Choppy, I'm trying to educate you. You can either take the education or not. There are no rules.
That's what he tried with his fantasy league.
I think
all I'm trying to do, hold on. All I'm trying to do is beat the Eagles. That's all I'm trying to do. So whatever five offensive linemen help me beat the Eagles, that's who's playing. The quarterback is a little different. It is about feelings and emotions and leadership and money. So it's a little different, but there are no across-the-board rules about a guy can't lose his job to injury. That's just not true.
Chubb is essentially saying the same thing, that they don't care about that rule because they did it with the quarterback. So, again,
unless
I'm trying to
the
bring...
The only time they care about that rule, Sean, is when they enforce that rule. That day they care about it.
Yeah.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys Insider.
Y'all see why their fantasy team splintered and bought them out and sucked? Look at this this lack of chemistry.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's no chemistry here. We had chemistry last year. Winning's a great deodorant.
Be the test tube with this chemistry team.
Be the test tube, absolutely.
Man.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys Insider here on 105 through the Fan. So speaking of Dak, he's really taken the flower by the thorns here in compared to the other quarterbacks. How's he done that since 2016? What's he been doing?
Well, Here's my view on this. You know, you can kill two birds with one stone, or you can feed two birds with one scone.
Oh, dang it!
Dang it, Fish!
Crap, he is a total low! Dang it! He
you
set us up.
You can be a guinea pig, or you can be a pig in a blanket.
He read Peter.
You can beat a dead horse, or you can ride a dead horse, but you won't get anywhere if you ride a dead horse. You can bring home the bacon, and isn't bacon delicious?
You punk.
And you can take the bull by the horns, or you can take the flower by the thorns.
There goes the bit. There goes the bit. You. Dang it, Mike. You are on Twitter.
Let me tell you boys something.
Man.
There's another old saying.
Teach a young man to fish?
Yeah, it's this old saying, I'm trying to make it up as I go along. Somebody that doesn't know how to fish, you can catch them a fish and they'll have a fish for a day. Yeah. Somebody that tries to trick the fish is going to look like an idiot for a lifetime.
Man, way to address the potted plant in the room, Fish.
Well done, Mike. Well done.
Well done, Roy.
What's your Dak stat?
What's your Dak stat?
Dak Prescott.
I got to do my real thing.
Yeah, the Dak Prescott numbers, and we've addressed what he's done in the Amari Cooper era, and I think it should be called that. The Cooper effect is a very real thing. The 6-1 touchdown to interception ratio, and Choppy, I know you love this, and the 3 rushing touchdowns too. How about most wins by a starting quarterback since Dak Prescott's been in the league? Russell Wilson has 26. That's pretty good. Drew Brees has 28. That's outstanding. Big Ben has 29. That's terrific. Tom Brady has the most at 32. Dak Prescott has the same number of wins in the Prescott era as Big Ben does at 29. You start to understand what Jerry Jones is saying when he says, sometimes you just got to find a way not to lose. And Dak Prescott, to his credit, and it's a backwards compliment in a way, but Dak Prescott finds a way not to lose.
Man, Byron Jones feels like he continues to slip under the radar, Mike. I think you got to pay him like a franchise corner. Some people said, oh, he's a little bit overrated. Look at him against DeAndre Hopkins. Look at him, holding against who was the primetime game where he was holding? Oh, Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Where do you think things are with Byron and his future?
Well, he jumps like a kangaroo and he's wise and an owl.
Can't say that.
Are those real? Are those real?
Those are compliments.
Fake.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I feel comfortable about saying let's beat the Eagles this week.
That's a bird I want to kill with one stone.
That's a good point.
How about kill the Cowboys? Isn't it worse to kill a human than it is to kill a bird?
I don't know.
Depends if you're checkmarked by PETA.
Yeah.
The Byron Jones numbers. Byron Jones grades out, according to some scouting eyes, as the best cornerback in the NFL. He does not give up touchdowns, and he does not give up completions. I think he's a top three guy in not having completions against him, and all the other really good ones who have low percentages, they still give up touchdowns. Boys, the number of touchdowns completed this year against Byron Jones is?
Zero?
Zero.
Mm.
And so Tyrone Crawford's in the locker room last night, and he's talking about what our goal is. And he says, our goal is perfection. And he says that, you know, it's hard to achieve. It's impossible to be perfect. But Rod Marinelli teaches us to go for perfection. Well, it's an impossible goal, even though this team doesn't give up very many touchdowns, never gives up 30 points, hasn't done so since a year ago against the Eagles. But Byron Jones at cornerback this year is pretty close to Rod Marinelli's goal of perfection.
Did you read the Randy Gregory ESPN piece? And if so, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, my worst thing that jumps out for me here comes off Twitter. And somebody, and by the way, it's a Tolo.
Okay.
And Michael, if you're listening, dude, we've got to up the conversation here. Reading about how Randy Gregory cried or Randy Gregory was bullied or Randy Gregory had a bad day, and then going on Twitter and atting Randy Gregory and say, come on, grow up, you big baby. Quit acting like a little girl.
Whoa.
Doesn't help the Cowboys, doesn't help the conversation, doesn't forward thinking. And again, I went to Michael on Twitter and I said, I will follow you. I will be your friend. And I will help you act like a grown-up. And my offer stands, and just as it stands to anybody that participates in the RJ and Choppy program.
Do you feel and are you seeing that Randy's different?
He is more plugged in as a person. When he was a rookie, I thought he was arrogant, and it just turned out he was really uncomfortable. And now he's getting more comfortable in his own skin. I love the quote. I think Roy and I were talking to Randy Gregory. This is the first day he showed up at training camp, Roy, you'll remember. And he said, I'm just trying to be happy with myself. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great conversation we had with him.
Yeah, and, you know, when we can write 3,000 words, 6,000 words, 10 million words on Randy Gregory, but I don't know how you're not a little bit empathetic if you're a human being for hearing that great, great quote, I'm just trying to be happy with myself. I think that tells them a huge story right there in four or five words. I can't count very well.
Fish, you also cover the Mavericks, exclusives all over the place. They are must-see TV for us, but considering how their start was, how surprised are you they are where they are right now?
Well, we knew they'd be fun and interesting.
Yeah.
But I really didn't think they'd be good. And it took the transformation, not by Luka, but the transformation toward Luka to make it all happen. Now you'll notice the ball is in his hands all the time. And I think they're moving a little bit from, you know, Rick Carlisle in that flow philosophy kind of likes to have two point guards at the same time. And when they go to the bench with J.J. Barret or Devin Harris, whatever, they do that still. And obviously Dennis Smith is on the floor, and he's been really good too. But in crunch time, the go-to and go-through guy is Luka, to the point where in crunch time it becomes a more traditional one-point guard system, except it's so untraditional because he's playing the four while he's doing it. It's one of the reasons that the Cowboys or that the Mavericks are even more interesting than we thought they'd be and way better than I thought they'd be.
Mike Fisher trolling us, having the last laugh right here, bringing home the bagels on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Mike.
Bring home the bagels.
Bring home the bagels. Set us up. Let us think that we were getting one over on him, and then he hit us with it.
I'm gonna look up how
he trolled
to
us. He hooked us.
He did. He did. He did hook us.
You know, troll him with the fishing.
I'm gonna look at the.
There's no dairy in a lot of the bagels. No dairy.
There's not?
No.
Okay.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.